Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Aya. May I have your zip code?
56178.
I'm sorry, you broke up just a little bit. What was that?
56178.
Thank you. 56178. Mm-hmm. And the name?
Yonker, Marlene Yonker.
Thank you. And for security, would you please confirm the address?
207 Fay Street, Tyler, Minnesota.
Thank you. And I have the account located for the foot massager with the Gadget Store membership. How can I be of assistance for you?
I got a charge on my back from Citibank, you know, once a month. And mm-hmm. I see there's something from Smart Products. And I don't know, what are you? What company is this?
So,
I got a charge for $49.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm showing on the 15th, our free gift of the foot massager was accepted for the Gadget Store. It's the membership that gets you your $125 gift card each month until you do decide to discontinue, of course.
Oh, I really don't remember doing anything about that. So what did I get for $49?
So do you recognize the email of rmyonker@live.com?
Yes, that's what I have. That's my email address.
So the $49.97 is the membership fee that gets you an e-gift card for $125 to our store, to our online store. So that way you could stay on top of your tech. A lot of customers will utilize our service for like holiday shopping, birthdays, gifts, etc.
Oh, I just don't remember anything about that. So,
do you recall doing like a survey or anything for a foot massager?
Well, probably I did. Okay, yeah, I got that thing in the mail. Yeah, well, it didn't work. But anyway, I'm asking you to drop that membership, that $49.97, and also there's a charge for $7.45.
That was the shipping and handling for the foot massager.
Okay, I thought I was only going to pay postage for that.
Yes, ma'am. That's all you paid for that. It was shipping
okay.
and handling. The $49.97 was for the e-gift card to our store for the membership fee.
Okay. I don't have a gift card.
No, ma'am. It was sent to that email address I confirmed with you a moment ago.
Oh. I don't want that. So I'm asking you to take that $49.97 off. I'll pay for that postage, but I'm not going to pay that $49.97.
Well, unfortunately, I don't think I'd be able to issue a full refund because of the terms and conditions that were initiated. So I do apologize, but give me just a moment. I'll have my supervisor check your account and see if there's something I can do for you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Hold the line. Give me just one more moment. She's looking at
sure.
it, okay?
Okay.
I know it gets quiet.
That's all right. Sometimes that's not my choice of music they play.
I understand completely. Okay. She just got back to me. So, of course, we are going to cancel you out, which does make sure there's no future charges effective immediately. And
okay.
in regards to the membership fee, she did say as a one-time courtesy, I am able to issue this month's customer appreciation discount in the form of a refund. It does
mm-hmm.
require 3 to 5 business days for that 35% to reflect back to the account, but it settles you out and, again, make sure there's no future charges for you, okay?
Okay, I'll watch my next statement then. Okay,
is there
thank
any further
you so
questions
much.
For you?
No, that's fine. So I'm just stuck with the postage and the shipping. Okay.
No, ma'am. I'm only able to issue a 35% refund of the membership fee.
Oh, okay. I missed that.
Sorry.
35%. Okay. All right.
But again,
Well,
your
that's
cancel
better
is
than
settled,
nothing.
and there'll be no additional charges or shipments going forward as of today.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for calling customer support.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.